Indian Air Force inducts the Prachand light combat helicopters. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh takes a sortie on the India-made chopper. Ahead of the Dashera rally, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, in an exclusive interview to NDTV, says people know that they are the followers of Balasaheb Thackeray's ideology and will join their rally in huge numbers. Protests in Tinukia in Uttar Pradesh to mark the anniversary of Lakhimpur Kheri deaths a year on. Families continue to wait for justice. UK's tax cut for the wealthy reversed. Prime Minister Liz Truss makes a policy U-turn after criticism. The story that we're tracking at the moment, a Durga idol in Kolkata, in which the Mahishasur was depicted as a crudely crafted Mahatma Gandhi look-alike, has created a controversy and a furore on the birth anniversary of the father of the nation. Specifically, yesterday, Akhil Bharatiya Hindu Mahasabha, the organizers of the puja near Ruby Crossing in southwest Kolkata, have now changed the appearance of the idol that looked like Gandhi, following instructions from the police after a complaint was lodged. The organizers said that the similarities were, quote-unquote, just a coincidence. Complaint has been filed against the All India Hindu Mahasabha, whose pandal had showcased an idol resembling Mahatma Gandhi instead of Asura that was killed by goddess Durga. The idol was earlier today remade and changed.
I've lodged this complaint against Chandrachur Goswami, the state president of Akhil Bharatiya Hindu Mahasabha, that's the West Bengal unit, and the other functionaries of the state unit, as because there's a Durga puja being organized, and that is taking place near the Ruby EM bypass connector at Kolkata, near the Taj Vivanta Hotel, surprisingly that we have found that the ideal of Durga, it has the Asura, and that is being depicted in the form of Mahatma Gandhi. Now Mahatma Gandhi happens to be the father of the nation. We are celebrating his birthday today. Now on such an auspicious occasion, we are finding that Mahatma Gandhi is being portrayed as Asura. So this tantamounts to sedition, and this is completely detrimental to the national integrity.
Let's move on now. The RSS General Secretary, Dattatreya Hozabale, while speaking at a program organized by the RSS affiliate Swadesh Jagran Manch, has raised concerns of poverty and unemployment levels in India. Dattatreya Hozabale said, and I'm quoting him here, "It's necessary for us to slay the demon of poverty. That more than 20 crore people are living under the poverty line is painful. Another figure I found, more than 23 crore people have an income of less than 275 rupees per day." These concerns are in fact ironically the same as that being raised by the opposition in the country. The ongoing Bharat Jodo Yatra is also seeing some of these issues being raised by Rahul Gandhi. Let's listen in to what the RSS General Secretary said.
COVID mahamari ke samay mein hum sab jante hain jis prakar pravasi मजदूरों के बहुत बड़ी तादाद में बड़े शहरों से गांवों में गए और अपने अपने गांव में रहकर वो कुछ न कुछ आजीविका के लिए प्रयत्न करने के लिए मजबूर हुए। पिछले कई दशकों से देश के गलत आर्थिक नीति के कारण गांव-गांव से नौजवान लोग रोजगार की तलाश में पलायन किए शहर की तरफ। रोजगार कहां मिलेगा, आजीविका कहां मिलेगी, वो तो शहरी क्षेत्र में ही मिलना संभव है।
The Indian Air Force on Monday inducted the first batch of indigenously developed light combat helicopters named Prachand that are capable of firing a range of missiles and other weapons. The light combat helicopter LCH, developed by state-run aerospace major Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, that's the HAL, has primarily been designed for deployment in high-altitude regions. It was inducted into the IAF at a ceremony in Jodhpur in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary.